We did talk to Daniel last week, but we have him on again. this sort of making rounds, you know, we're a brand new expansion station, so we get all the experience we can get. And we're not just leaning on Henrik and Daniel to help the young guys get experience. We're also leaning on them to sort of tell us, too, how we can be better broadcasters. You've seen a lot of broadcasters through your time here in Vancouver, haven't you?
A lot. some better than others.
Right. No doubt. Hopefully we make the cut. You might get cut after this interview. I don't know, John.
A lot of pressure now. Yeah. Lots and lots of pressure. Hey, Daniel, you and Henrik penned in that Players Tribune article sort of clarifying your future here in Vancouver. You want to retire here with the Vancouver Canucks. That's how you want to end your career. What will dictate whether or not you sign an extension or you decide this is the time to call it quits?
Yeah, I think we'll feel after the season. We're going to sit down and talk with, obviously, between the two of us and families and management, too. I think they have a big part, too. I think we'll sit down and talk. And it's all about how we feel, how we contribute, how we feel we can contribute if we move forward and play another year or two. But it's going to be a lot of different things that's going to add up, and then we can make a decision.
And so basically, if you guys feel like you want to keep playing and the Canucks don't say you want to go forward with that, would you then consider playing somewhere else, or is it pretty much just Vancouver?
No, it's Vancouver.
Vancouver. Yeah. And would you ever consider playing in Sweden again, or is that's just it?
No, I think that train has passed.
Right.
We always said back, if you go back 10 years, we said we're going to probably go back and play a few years in Sweden. But
for Modo.
Yeah, but time flies. And right. Here we are. I think you can't just go back and just play. You gotta play at a high level to play over there too. So I think we'll focus on Vancouver, and that's it.
Right. There's always more to life than just winning and having success and winning a Stanley Cup and everything. But can you sort of talk about what family means to you and this community means to you, and how that supersedes maybe winning a Stanley Cup at the end?
Yeah, I think that's what we tried to get through in the article too. How much we love this city and how much this city has meant for us. We've grown up in the city. Our family, our kids are raised in this city. Our wives love it here. We have lots of friends outside of hockey, and this organization has been outstanding. So we've done everything we can to help this team win, and we're going to do that moving forward too.
And your brother just arrived. Henrik Sedin just sat down with us. Thanks for joining us, Henrik. And obviously, I think you're going to echo everything Daniel said, but sort of, can you just also express what sort of made you get to the decision that this is the only place you want to play and this is it? If it doesn't work out in Vancouver, you're not going anywhere else.
I think it's something that's been happening for a few years. I mean, it's nothing we thought about this summer. I mean, this is, like Daniel said, we've been here for so long and been through a lot of ups and downs and close to winning and missed playoffs. And it's just when you've been through this much with a team, it would be very tough for us to move on and play somewhere else.
Henrik, you mentioned that if you did win a Stanley Cup with any other team, any other city, it would feel very different for you. So you guys gave it some serious consideration before coming to this decision?
Of course. I mean, it's we know the time would come where there would be questions about us maybe moving to a different team. Or we just want to be upfront with people and tell them how we felt, and that it's not going to be a decision that's going to be made last minute. It's we put in a lot of thought in this, and we've never felt that moving on would be a solution.
What's the first thought that comes to your mind when you think of 2011?
Well, you still think about it. It's very tough, and it's something, I know right away after it happened, it's something you knew was going to be in your mind for the rest of your life if you didn't get there in the next couple of years. So it's always there. You think about it. It was a great run, something that was the best we've been a part of in hockey, and to get that close is tough.
Is there a moment, because I think back, there are always moments in playoff runs, especially 2011, where I remember Game 7 against Chicago, overtime, Luongo makes that save coming across on Sharp. That goes in, it's over, and then Burrow scores the game, and then you guys are off to the Stanley Cup Final after a couple of rounds. Is there a moment in the Stanley Cup Final? Because I'm thinking of one in Game 6 personally, but is there a moment where if a bounce would have gone the other way, it could have been different?
I can't say that about the finals. That's still a blur for me. I don't remember much about those games, so I can't speak about the finals. But the playoffs is for sure that moment against Chicago. I mean, it could have gone either way, and after that, it felt like there was nothing stopping us from getting to the final. So that was, I think, the moment.
Yeah, the moment for me, I remember, was Game 6. It was in Boston. You guys had a 3-2 series lead, and I think it was you. The puck bounced off the backboard, came across. Thomas was out of his net, and the puck just bounced over your stick. If that would have gone in, you take an early lead. Who knows what happens in Game 6?
I think in Boston we were out of the game.
Yeah,
really early. Like it was never really close in Boston, and that's one thing you look back at. You wish you had you got a lucky bounce or stuff like that to make it even there. I think they were up in a lot of those games early, and the game was over.
Like, I remember Game 3. I mean, you guys killed off the 5-minute major. First period, everything was going great, and then Edler's stick breaks, and they score a goal, and another one goes in, and then everything falls apart. But there are those moments that turn everything around.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's the case in every series, but. Like Daniel said, I think the road games is something that's on your mind, where you just wanted to maybe get an early lead in one of these games or get a power play goal in one of those games, and things could have been different, but that's hockey.
My final thought about 2011 is that obviously winning a Stanley Cup would be great, but Daniel, I just wish you would have hit Marchand right back in the face when he was just giving you those rabid punches. Let's talk a little bit about the Swedish connection for a little bit. Elias Pettersson obviously has a lot of promise, a lot of talent. Same with Jonathan Dahlin. Do you guys want to talk on those two a little bit? Because it's not often that Canucks prospects actually play together on the same team and on the same line.
Yeah, that's neat, and we haven't seen them play a whole lot. We watched some video of those guys. They are real promising, and what I heard this year too, that Elias has had a great start back home. They played a few Champions League games back home, and he's been really good. So I think there's a bright future for those guys. But there's same for those guys as the young guys we have on our team now. They need to take steps every year, get better. But I think they have so much upside to their games. It's going to be fun to watch.
Henrik, you're the captain today, and right now you still wear that C. But if you had the choice to hand it over to anyone, and you might have to do this soon enough, who would you pick in that locker room?
Daniel. No, it's a tough question. There's a lot of good candidates, and we'll see. It's not going to be my decision. It's going to be someone else who's going to take it. So I haven't put a lot of thought into it.
In one word, what does it mean to be a Vancouver Canuck?
Well, everything in hockey for us, for sure.
Yeah, it's just, like I said before, a great organization. They take care of you and your family, and I think you become a part of a big family when you become a Canuck.
Yeah, you guys have obviously gone through a lot in Vancouver, and you've seen everything. And obviously earlier on in your career, there's a lot of criticism because people in the media, we love to have opinions, and a lot of times it's not fair. How difficult was that? And I know you talk about in the piece about how Anson Carter helped you through. You talk about how Marcus Naslund helped you through. You also talked in the past about how Trevor Linden saved your career. How important was that leadership group from players, not only guys that were here for years, but a guy like Carter who was only here for one season, to help you sort of get through all that?
Very important. I mean, those are the guys that you need around you when things are tough. And it was a lot of mornings when you woke up and it was tough to get out of bed and knowing you're going to have to go to practice and. You had a terrible game the night before or something. So that's a lot of times when you thought hard about going back to Sweden maybe. But no, they were always supportive. I mean, and Trevor, as soon as they came, I mean, he was so good to us. The way he just took us aside and talked to us and said everything's going to be okay. Like, you guys are good players. But I think when Anson came, and that was after the lockout year, and he we had gone back to Sweden and played, and we just told each other we're gonna play our game. I mean, we've tried now to maybe play the more of the North American dump and chase game, and we wanted to hold on to pucks, and our strength was at a point where we could play that game as well, and that was the key for us.
And one final question, and it's just about Bo Horvat. How much does Bo remind you guys of the mindset you had coming in and sort of the leadership and sort of the quiet confidence that he carries with him?
I think, for sure that. And also wanting to get better each and every day. Wanting to be the guy. And I think we had the same mindset too after a few years. That we wanted to be the number one guys. We wanted to be the leaders on this team. And I think he has the same mindset, which is so good. We're going to do our best for him to work extremely hard to to take our spots. But I think... he's got such a bright future.
You mentioned in the past that if you weren't playing hockey, you'd be playing soccer. Any chance you'll join the Whitecaps after this is done?
No, they're too good. But they're fun to watch for sure.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right, Henrik and Daniel Sedin, thank you so much for giving us some time. We've been obviously watching your careers unfold. I grew up in Sweden. I told Daniel this. So tack så mycket.
So
I'll trash talk in Swedish when you walk off. Henrik, Daniel Sedin, thank you for joining us here on Sportsnet 650.
Thank you.